With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. In January, after 12 years of secret negotiations, top officials from the Environmental Protection Agency came to Butte and said they now have a plan to finish the mining city's Superfund cleanup in just 6 years. They said the parties responsible for that had reached agreement on what it should include and who would pay for it. But because of a pre-existing gag order, they couldn't tell the public what was in it. Yesterday, 1 week after a federal judge partially lifted that gag order, Butte locals got to unwrap that long-awaited Christmas present, and they're starting to find out what's in store for their town.
Oh, what a day. I'm excited. It's a good feeling to be standing up here in front of you today to be able to say, hey, I have an answer to that, or I can talk about that.
That's Nakia Green, the local project manager for EPA, speaking to a crowd of over 100 people at Montana Tech at one of several public meetings on Wednesday. He was joined by other representatives from EPA, the state of Montana, Butte Silver Bow County, and the Atlantic Richfield Company. They all seemed eager to reveal the nuts and bolts of the draft cleanup plan, or conceptual agreement. Patricia Gallery, a VP with Atlantic Richfield, says the agreement requires all parties involved to cooperate.
The proposal will also allow our company and everyone in Butte to successfully complete one of the most complex and long-standing remediation projects in the U.S.
To get to that finish line by 2024, their proposed cleanup has four key areas. One is removing approximately 1 million cubic yards of old mine tailings from along the Silver Bow and Blacktail Creek corridors in town, and relocating Silver Bow Creek where necessary. The state has long advocated for that waste to be removed. Dan Villa, with Governor Bullock's office, says that's because
the work we've done at Milltown, and the work that is being done on the Clark Fork, and the work that we hope to do in Anaconda, and the work that's been done on Streamside along Silver Bow Creek, will not matter if the headwaters, if Butte, is not done right.
A second action area is evaluating and cleaning up dozens of old mining sites on the Butte Hill, and fixing those that have been insufficiently reclaimed or not reclaimed at all. The rest of the proposed cleanup plan addresses Butte's water quality challenges, especially how to better manage stormwater. The EPA's Nakia Green.
What we're seeing is impacts from stormwater runoff. They've been lessened, but aquatic life standards are exceeded most of the time during storm conditions. Storm conditions are the culprit.
That's why the third cornerstone of the cleanup plan calls for building an extensive catch basin system along the base of the Butte Hill. The basins will collect stormwater and drop out dirty sediments before the water enters Silver Bow Creek. However, if those additional controls don't clean the creek to state water quality standards, the fourth piece of the plan is to use less stringent federal standards. Once all of that cleanup work is in the rearview mirror, County Superfund Coordinator John Sesso says Butte can move on to restoration and a post-Superfund future.
We're going to come out of this with a corridor that we can be proud of, that will support beneficial end land uses, and at the same time address the very real responsibility we have to deal with the stormwater problem. It is what it is in this corridor.
During the Q&A that followed the public meetings, it was clear that there's a diversity of opinion about how good or bad the draft plan looks at this point. Questions from many members of the Vociferous Restorer Creek Coalition revealed concerns about whether this cleanup plan will accommodate their vision of a free-flowing Upper Silver Bow Creek.
What is the actual footprints of the north side tailings right now and the diggings east?
Was there ever a proposal that you looked at to pipe stormwater back up into the pit?
Was it costed out? Like could that? We know what it would cost to do that? I mean, we could hold bake sales.
If we cannot establish a beautiful meandering creek flowing through this town, you have all failed. But you know what? I failed too.
Other people asked for clarity on the gag order, the party's decision-making process, and contingency plans for the future.
Will the record of decision be written in stone, or will there be mechanisms to revise it as the science evolves?
So where will the additional money needed to remove the parrot tailings, from whence will that money come?
When you dig all this stuff up, I mean, are you going to take it to Mars, or are you just relocating the problem uphill in the same drainage?
And still more voiced skepticism over how seriously their input will be considered, given how much time and effort the parties have already put in to come up with this draft plan. Interviewed between the meetings, Doug Benevento, the regional EPA administrator, said the agency welcomes questions and will share more detailed plans in coming weeks. He also says a lot of details are still being mapped out.
The way we're doing this process now, though, is very early, and with a lot of information being released and a lot of opportunity for public comment, that I hope that at the end that pays dividends for us.
But he also stressed taxpayers are not footing the bill for the cleanup. Atlantic Richfield is. VP Patricia Gallery says the company has already spent several hundred million dollars on Butte Superfund cleanup. And while Benevento couldn't put a price tag on the rest of it, he says,
they're on the hook for the work that we've outlined. So I think that will be a natural cost constraint to it. I mean, as we work this number out, I think they may have some idea of what it's going to cost, but we haven't discussed an upper limit number, no.
The EPA's goal is to keep working on this draft cleanup plan and turn it into a signed consent decree approved by a federal judge by the end of 2018, and to start cleanup work next spring.
If we find at any point in this process that there is a gulf that's developed and we're not going to get there, then we would move to orders.
That means the EPA has the authority to mandate its own cleanup unilaterally if for some reason the parties who outlined the conceptual plan Wednesday lose consensus. There's a link to the draft cleanup plan on our website, mtpr.org. In Butte, I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.